It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, your overtime game winner, the hero, Miles Wood.
I don't really play in OT as is. 3-on-3 is not my thing, so playoff OT is, I was just happy to be out there and, it was just a great win by our guys, and, the job's not done yet.
Miles Wood scores the game winner in overtime as the Avalanche complete the comeback from 3-0 down. They stunned Dallas 4-3 in game one, and already the Avalanche regain home ice. Shades of what they did a couple years ago during their cup run when they would have long layoffs. Couple of long layoffs. Mm-hmm. They respond and came out and grabbed game one of that series. So rest clearly works for these guys.
The other thing is they've got experience coming back from deficits. They've done it all season long.
Well, just to finish your point,
okay.
Before you expand on that. So the Avs went 3-1 against Dallas this year.
Because you know I did no research.
You
on
did
that.
No research. Right. I do the research
right
for you.
Yes.
Game one of the regular season, the Avs trailed 3-0, came back to win 6-3. Game two of the regular season, they trailed 3-1 and 4-2, came back to win 5-4. So they have history, and more importantly, Dallas knows that they have a history of blowing leads against this team. And don't think that that wasn't in their mind, even when they were up 3-0, especially when the Avs got that first goal.
I tell you, the other thing is in the first 5 minutes of that overtime period where they were, playing on tilted ice and just peppering Georgie, and he's coming up with great saves, that gets in the back of your mind. You're like, really? Really? With those chances, we can't come up with a score? And then, boom, right there, you start to panic a little bit and Wood gets that, just what an amazing. That was a great goal.
Well, Jared Bednar had his view of it.
Good poise. Cogliano goes in and helps make the defensive play to get the puck back. And instead of just turning and firing it or giving it back to him in the neutral zone, he gets his eyes up and Wood was fresh and went slashing through their D. And Cogs made a nice play to get it to him. And, I mean, when Woody gets going like that, he's hard to stop. He's fast and he's powerful, and he just took it to the house. Great skill play.
Fresh wood, whoa. Man. Nothing like whoa. Fresh wood.
Whoa.
Although I've got fresh wood is not good to burn.
No, I've got
going camping. You need seasoned wood.
Right. I've got to take umbrage though with Bedsy right there. There's only one Woody in this town.
Yeah, but although there's two Woodies. There's Woody Page, the great Woody Page, and then there's Woody, John Elway, Woody. Although not a lot of people know of John Elway as Woody, but that was his nickname with you guys, right?
You cannot.
Why do you get the nickname? Why the nickname Woody for Elway?
There was a fictional character. No. I think he came from Kubiak. There was a fictional character in some football book, and his name was Elwood.
Okay.
I believe that's how that nickname rolled about. But okay. You can't go Woody. Hey man, as great as that goal was by Wood.
Well, you gotta give him the hockey
full Wood.
Well, you gotta give him the hockey nickname, so is he can't be Woody, is he Woodsy or Wooder?
Like
or
the owl.
Hoo.
Woodsy Owl.
Oh boy, it's gonna be one of those shows.
Yeah.
I can tell you. Right. Punchy Mark has arrived.
Well, I mean, we already, we got Heat Pack on our team.
Well, speaking of Heat Pack, Jamal Murray did not get suspended like a lot of people thought or felt he should be suspended. Gets a hefty fine though.
Yeah.
$100,000. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. When you look at suspensions, I think having a prior history, being a repeat offender, should play a big role, does play a big role. When you don't have a history of acting like that, I think some grace ought to be extended as sort of a, lost his head, one bad moment shouldn't define a guy. And it is the playoffs, and you can say whatever you want. I'm somebody that believes that the game should be called differently in the fourth quarter than it's called in the first quarter. And I think the sport should be probably adjudicated differently in the playoffs than it would be during the regular season. So I think they got this right.
So
I know that sounds like a homer call, but even if this had been an opposing player who, again, did not have a history of doing these kind of things, I think I'd be okay with the
I thought he should be suspended. And, you know, I mean, Minnesota, the way he's playing, Minnesota may have caught a break with him getting not getting suspended. Not the Nuggets. He's been awful. And, you know, here's the other thing. I was listening to Zach Bye yesterday, and I agree with him. You know, you have a bad game, you hit a game winner, you're right there on the podium.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Dude, that dude just walked from the podium. He's had two crap games, and they've gotten blown out, and great he's point. Throwing. And you face the music, grow up.
Exactly.
That irritates me, man.
Nope. Great call by Zach. Great call by you. Yeah. Face the music, man. You know?
You've played like garbage. Get up
there
own
when,
it.
Yeah, it's easy to get up there when you're knocking down game winners. Get out there when you shoot 3 for 18 and throw a heat pack on the floor.
Yeah.
So the towel that was thrown, was that thrown by a fan?
No, that was him too.
Yeah, so he threw a towel. So he tried two times to hit the ref?
The ref with a towel and a heat pack and didn't get suspended. Hey, man, if it was somebody else, if it was Mike Conley,
mm-hmm.
or if it was Anthony Edwards, or it was Rudy Gobert. Oh, wait, he didn't show. That's right. He has
priorities.
Pressing engagement.
He had his priorities out of whack, according to Mark Schlereth.
Totally out of whack.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, I would have wanted them suspended. So I'm just not going to be a hypocrite.
Okay, fair enough. Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies.
They are mad. They have heard. They have heard the criticism, and they are mad.
Here is why it's relevant. It's relevant because they are doing something historic. And as long as they are historically bad and on pace to lose like 200 games this year, I think they remain a story. As they come home, play the Giants, muster 4 hits, lose 5-0. But the White Sox also lost. So the Rockies stay ahead in the all-important loss column with an 8-27 record.
What?
White Sox 8-28 as we breathlessly await the big showdown in
June.
In June. Between
road
these two.
We're road
these
tripping.
Two. We should road trip to Chicago. We're our best bags over our heads.
Yeah. But then nobody in Chicago will know who we got the bags for. The White Sox or the Rockies.
Will it matter?
Yeah. We would make one of them, the mothers with the jerseys when one kid plays at like Michigan, the other plays at Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? A brother and boyfriend or whatever it is. Yeah, they, how's a Chris Bryant update?
According to Bud Black, he has begun. He's ramping up. Baseball activities.
Is he?
So,
all right.
I would think a return is imminent on the Chris Bryant timetable. I say he's back for that showdown series in Chicago.
Oh, man, the toughness. Will it never end?
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.